You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily fantasy football podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer, and when I'm not doing this, I'm writing about fantasy football and NFL at large for SportingNews.com. Check out the latest articles predicting the 2018 season coming up there. We've been doing some predicting of our own here on Locked On Fantasy Football of late, looking at the draft strategies you should carry into 2018 based on the pool of players, the thinking, the trends that you need to know, and different basic strategies that have worked over the years as well. So been doing a lot of drafts, so looking forward to helping you win and dominate yours. I try to keep it real where you have the 10, 12, and 14 league options here, and soon you'll be drawing for real what your draft position is. And so we're going to continue with that. If you want to check out the previous shows, we broke down what you should do in round one and rounds two through three there, kind of to borderline four. Now we're going to look at the middle rounds of your draft all the way to round 10, kind of like four and five through 10, to see how you've kind of complete that roster and think of things that way. And the first things first, if you listen to our previous shows and if you catch up there, that's fine as well. But what we've been talking about is how running backs are back to dominating the early part of the board. You have to definitely come away with the running back wide receiver combo in some cases. Running back Rob Gronkowski combo after the first two rounds. Then you look at the round three plan. There's trying to get a core player best and try to mix it where you have an upside player, solid player, and someone that gives you a little bit of both, hopefully your stud number one pick. But when you get to rounds 4 through 10, this is really the core of your team. These are the guys you're going to look for that are going to way outperform their draft position here and really deliver in fantasy football. So that, and this is when we can actually start talking to quarterbacks, because we really strongly recommend no quarterbacks in the first three rounds. There's no reason to. The value is too similar. But now you can start thinking about it when you get to the fourth round. Actually, Aaron Rodgers is ranked 37, so that puts him right there at the top of the fourth round in a 12-team league there. So Aaron Rodgers is still getting the most consideration there. But what's interesting to me is that in the consensus expert rankings on Fantasy Pros, that Russell Wilson is 52, so that would put him as a fifth-round pick. So I don't think there's a tier separation where one guy should be that far from the others. And then you look at Russell Wilson there, Tom Brady right behind him at 53 in the consensus rankings. Cam Newton is 57. So you look there and Drew Brees, 68. When you look at that 68 right near the end there of six rounds, it's 72 picks. So when you look at the 50s, you have the round five as well. So round five through seven seem more like the sweet spot, with Aaron Rodgers being an anomaly there. Someone is probably going to take Rodgers, but I don't think it should be you, because I don't think that necessarily means Rodgers is going to have numbers that explode that much different from the rest of the field. And that's what you're looking for, is an edge over the rest of the field, a certain position, going quarterback does not really accomplish that. And when you look at the other options here, this is where you get into some guys with question marks. We talked about Allen Robinson and Alshon Jeffrey. Demaryius Thomas falls in this category as well. Now, that's what you have to weigh. Are you going to take some, this is a bit of an unknown, Robinson, because he's going to the Bears, coming off an ACL. Jeffrey's always hurt, always being underperforming there. Demaryius Thomas working with Case Keenum there. Or do you go with Zach Ertz, who's in the mix there at 39? And the tight ends become a stronger consideration here. Travis Kelce in a lot of leagues is going in the first three rounds. I think he's better suited here in the fourth round. But when you look at Zach Ertz, those are the kinds of guys you're weighing right here. And when you look at it there, clearly with Gronkowski, Kelce, and Ertz, there's a separation. So if you're going to decide there, Ertz between Ertz and Jeffrey, I think I go Ertz because he's a little bit more consistent. We know with Carson Wentz or Nick Foles, you know, the job done. Jeffrey is a bit of a injury liability there, especially starting this season hurt there. So Zach Ertz is the way I would go if I would feel good about it. Now, Kenyon Drake versus Jay Ajayi, I think this is also very interesting there. When you get into the fourth round, Jay Ajayi once held Kenyon Drake's job as Miami's feature back. Both these guys are fighting committees here. I would go more Jay Ajayi here because it's still Darren Sproles is behind him, but he's older. Corey Clement could have a big role, but Kenny Drake is going to have some competition here between Frank Gore and Kalen Ballage, the rookie. So Jay Ajayi is going to be a bit undervalued. I think he can be a very nice high-end RB2 for you. And I think you just look at Ajayi and this role, and this Eagles offense is going to change a little bit without Frank Reich, with him going to Indianapolis, and John DeFilippo also headed out there. But Doug Peterson has a good control of this, and I think that's going to tilt this backfield well to Ajayi. Now, Derrick Henry, this is where the solid RB2s come in this thing. I think Lamar Miller is also in the mix with Dante Foreman not healthy there. Now, Rashad Penny, we've heard reports that we've seen that Chris Carson is in the lead there. So I'm not as sold on him. But the veteran number two ones that are in a bit of a split here, Miller can't be forgotten here with Foreman on the shelf. So those are the guys that you consider in this round. Now, the big question is, when do you take Josh Gordon? There's been conflicting feelings about that. I think I'm a guy that I want to go for the upside of Gordon, but I feel a little bit more comfortable with Gordon if I have a couple solid options where I know they're not going to fall apart, where, say, I got Larry Fitzgerald in the third round, go from there. I have an Adam Thielen that I know is going to be pretty solid there as a high-end wide receiver, where I can go for the upside of Gordon. So Gordon could be a steal here. I don't think he's going to last necessarily this long as camp goes, but if you're drafting now, take advantage of that. And Juju Smith-Schuster is right now going ahead of Gordon. I get it. Smith-Schuster was a very solid wide receiver too last year behind Antonio Brown, but to me, Gordon just represents more upside. Marvin Jones, also we've talked about him, the values here between Smith-Schuster, Gordon, Jones, fourth round wide receiver steals. These are guys that performed close to wide receiver ones last year. So Jones and Golden Tate are pretty close in the rankings, but Jones is going way after Golden Tate, which makes no sense. I would go Jones over Tate here. So what you're looking at is the solid veteran RB2 or the upside steal wide receiver 2 in this round, and that's how you kind of look at round 4. Now we get to round 5, and this is where you might expand a little bit. Do you dive into the quarterback, Wilson and Brady and Newton, figured to be going in this round? Then you might take a little chance on guys that are still feeling out their roles or not going to be there right away. So Penny falls into that category, definitely. Royce Freeman, another rookie there with the Broncos. Sonny Michel, Ronald Jones, they all seem to be going this range. And so does Mark Ingram. It's not the unproven factor with Mark Ingram. It's the fact that he's going to be out suspended for the first few games. So that's a tricky one to navigate. Thankfully, we don't have too many of those options here in this round to consider, where you want to be careful about how many chances like that you take with unknown quantities, either tied to injury, inexperience, or suspension. But you want to still take a legitimate amount of that because, again, it's all about mixing up your portfolio in the end of the draft. And then you look at the consensus rankings now, you had another quarterback, Deshaun Watson. So Brady, Wilson, Newton, Watson, Breeze potentially if he goes a little higher. That's a lot of quarterbacks to go in this round. And what you want to watch here is that run of quarterbacks, because you could get to a point here if 5 quarterbacks go here and Rodgers is in the mix somewhere round or two earlier, then that's half of your teams in a 12-team league have a quarterback. So That actually allows you to wait longer for a quarterback, knowing that guys are taking quarterbacks in your league. So keep track of the positions that people have at this point. That's very critical through five rounds. Then you know what kind of value is going to be more available than the other going forward based on who's been previously taking at what position. And a little bit of advanced strategy there for sure. Now, it's also time to get active. NFL season's here. You want to stay in shape and be sure that you're ready to relax on Sundays. And the best way to stay in shape but without going to the gym, we all have a busy schedule here, is using Nordic Track products. You need the motivation of a trainer or group class, but that's too time-consuming or costly. You ever wish you could have the gym come to you? Well, Nordic Track has a series of training equipment to give you amazing workouts in the convenience of your own home, including treadmills, exercise bikes, incline trainers, and strength trainers. You can also join high-energy streamed workouts online any time of the day without stepping out the door. Join these workouts that are streamed in both studios and exotic destinations around the world. Workouts are led by the world's top personal trainers to ensure that you meet your fitness goals while using Nordic Track. And there's a special offer for Locked On Fantasy Football listeners. Get $75 off your Nordic Track purchase by visiting NordicTrack.com/LockedOn and use the offer code Locked On. Again, that's NordicTrack.com, NordicTrack.com/LockedOn. Use the promo code Locked On to save $75 off your purchase there at Nordic Track. And we thank Nordic Track for getting people fit and thanking this podcast. And now we continue with our look at the rounds 4 through 10 draft strategy here in fantasy football for 2018. We kind of took you through rounds 4 and 5 and what you should be thinking there, building the top 5 starters on your team. Now, it gets a little bit more interesting once you get out of those top 60 picks. Get a little bit more volatility, the things dry up a little bit more. When you get to round 6, it's a good time to think tight end a little bit more. You've settled some of your core of your team. So we've had guys ranked here. Greg Olsen, Evan Ingram are options there. Jimmy Graham pops up a little bit as well. So that's what you have to weigh here. The tight end values really improve here. The quarterbacks, still you get the trickle down there where Breeze and Carson Wentz looking that he's healthy. Kirk Cousins in the mix, maybe Matthew Stafford as well. So that's pops up on the radar again. You're tracking who's already got a quarterback, so you know what kind of values will be available. You want to wait as long as you can to get that quarterback once you waited for quite a while. If you get Aaron Rodgers a good value, fine, jump on him, but don't reach for any quarterback because that's a mistake. And same thing with tight end. If you're not getting those top three, you might as well wait a little bit, see how things play out, because there's a whole bunch of guys with the upside there, and there's limited guys that are going after starters in your draft. There's only 12 players there, so that also changes the game. So this is a time where I think you can also look and load up on RB3s before you look at wide receiver kind of three options as well. So it depends on if your league starts three wide receivers, but I still think even if you start three wide receivers, you can look at a third running back ahead there, and some people do that quite a bit. But the wide receivers here are pretty decent when you look at Sammy Watkins, Jarvis Landry, Michael Crabtree, Chris Hogan stepping into a potentially bigger role with the Patriots, with Julian Edelman suspended, a lot of other guys injured there. So you got Corey Davis as well, that's climbing up the charts here slowly. Pierre Garçon, Robert Woods. So a lot of solid wide receiver three options. When you're looking at RB2 versus RB3, this is why you kind of want to settle that, because you look at some of the RBs, you have Marshawn Lynch, Tevin Coleman, so you're already diving into guys that are sharing backspace with others here, there for sure. So this gives you an indication that you want to go with a wide receiver, a quarterback, or tight end this round as much as possible, and stay away from the running backs, because I think you're going to be disappointed with the kind of return you get on that. You're going to pass up on some special wide receivers who can start and do some things for you in the league. So I really kind of go into that strategy here for sure. Now, when you get into round seven there, this is where the quarterbacks are going to finish up, clean up a little bit. So you have the Stafford, Roethlisberger. If Stafford's still around, you can look at Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck. A lot of, when you go there, Phillip Rivers. I mean, after this point, there's some pretty darn good quarterbacks available who can produce. So keep that in mind. And it's not crazy here when you think about round 6, 7, 8 to really get two quarterbacks and start your streaming situation. Look at it carefully and try to get two guys that are going to make it work and that you'll have a good producer week in and week out versus starting and locking into one guy. I think that's another strategy that you can consider. It's not exactly like streaming straight up while you're just trying to find different guys to plug in at different times, but this is a way that you have a platoon set, and you can do that by looking at the schedule, examine that. We'll have a show dedicated to that strategy at some point as well here to look at quarterback streaming in particular, but two quarterbacks here, not a bad option either once you've kind of rounded out your roster, and if you're not so thrilled about some of the committee backs as well. Quarterback is going to be your highest source of scoring. You just don't want to reach for it because there's so many similar values. But that doesn't say you don't want to have options there where every week you're set there and you can push for that 20 points all the time. And now running back again, they kind of dry up even more here. Marlon Mack and Rex Burkhead. Mack's going to have to deal with Nyheim Hines and Jordan Wilkins there. Rex Burkhead has James White and Sonny Michel. So I'm not really a fan of getting these third running backs in committees. Yet, I'd rather go for more wide receivers that are in key roles. Robbie Anderson available here. Cooper Kupp. Those type. If I'm going to go for running back, I'm going for the upside running back, like a Kerryon Johnson of the Lions, the rookie, that could have a big, big role rather than just guys that I'm just getting because their role is this particular thing right now, while you want to look for down the line as well. So you don't want to just draft for weeks 1, 2, 3, 4. You're drafting for 10, 11, 12, 13 as well. So keep all that in mind here. And I think wide receiver, again, shows with a couple guys I mentioned, Anderson and Kupp. You look at Jameson Crowder there as well. The Jets backfield situation I'm going to stay away from. They have Isaiah Crowell there as the early back. No more Elijah McGuire. So these are the type of guys, and that tells you a little bit how the running backs are drying up as we go. Carlos Hyde is going to have to worry about Nick Chubb there, maybe cutting into his work. So this is another good reason why you want to wait a quarterback. This is a nice spot to get those quarterbacks and not dive into some reaches at these other positions for sure. And when you we'll look at quarterback and the strategy there, you go deeper and deeper, and these are guys that are a little bit more unknowns, but if you get a couple guys that you feel good about in matchups week after week, you go there. So Phillip Rivers, I mentioned, he's ranked 99, so that's pretty low. Jimmy Garoppolo is at 103 in the consensus ranking. So Matt Ryan and Jared Goff are way behind that. So there are so many quarterbacks you can think of, and I think this is a great opportunity to go for those two quarterbacks rather than going for a wide receiver or running back that you just have no interest in. You just throw them up there. Now, some values in this round include Duke Johnson. There, when you get to eight or nine rounds, he's going to still be a big part of the receiving game. You have Chris Thompson. These guys, these receiving backs, Terry Cohen is also getting a little bit of that interest as well. These receiving backs have more appeal because you know what their role is going to be in third down. Well, if you got an early down guy competing with someone else, it's going to be less of an option there to go after. So, and don't be afraid, again, to go with guys that are coming back from injury, but you know are going to have a bigger role versus a guy you think was solid, but you're not sure about. Like Sterling Shepard at 106 and Rishard Matthews at 107 is a good example. You're looking at Shepard can have a big rebound season playing more regular role, healthy for the Giants. Well, Rishard Matthews slowly fading by Corey Davis. So if you have to make that decision, go with the guy that's younger, that has the upside, and is in a better situation overall. So just don't get stuck. The main thing in these rounds is don't get stuck just making a boring pick. Really, be prepared as much as you can, but be inspired. Go for somebody that is on the board. I mean, like a Trey Burton is going to be hanging around here. Jordan Reed, pretty underrated for being healthy so far for the Redskins and working with an offense with Alex Smith. So quarterback and tight end, again, wait there. Stock up. Get all the good running back, wide receiver core out of the way. So you're taking more upside guys here and not forcing yourself into somebody that, oh, yeah, they're starting right away. I need them desperately, and that's why I'm going to play them. Now, who are the next wave of fantasy football stars you have to keep track of? Well, you got to listen to Lockdown NFL Draft here on the Lockdown NFL Network. John Leiter, Trevor Sikkema do a good job of breaking down tomorrow's prospects now as the college football season gets underway. And I'm pleased to say that the Lockdown Network is also going to add college podcasts this year, as well as the MLB and NBA we have in full swing for you, as well as the NFL team by team, weekly, daily. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to knowing who are going to be the guys that you look at in fantasy football for 2019 as well as 18, and get excited about that as well. Now, let's close the show kind of looking at that round 9-10 and how you make the transition here. We've been talking about the rounds 4 through 10, but 9 through 10, now that you're getting to a point where you've got your lineup filled, the one thing I would do is not still go for a defense here. The defenses are too close here. When you get to 9-10, so you're looking at through the 120th pick in a lot of leagues, start to think about running backs more in depth, because this is where you know you're never going to have enough at that position, and those are harder to get off the waiver wire. Well, wide receivers you can find usually a little bit easier, so you want to stock them on backs as much as you can. You got I mentioned Duke Johnson is a good flex play for you if you need him. Nick Chubb over Carlos Hyde, for example, is a little bit more intriguing. No, Jamal Williams is the guy right now, but Aaron Jones down the line, if he gets back from suspension to healthy, is a little bit more attractive in that backfield as Ty Montgomery has more third down role. You look at Ty Montgomery as well, who has that role immediately. So you still have more sleeper tight ends such as George Kittle and Jack Doyle you can consider. Always try to go in a different path as your opponents in the draft. So you're a little bit more flexible, and you can bolster some positions and take a few more chances than they can. So they're going to get locked in and be boring. But when you look at this, and I look at Marcus Mariota, who's the number 17 quarterback, I mean, that tells you right there the depth at quarterback and where you can go there to really build your team. So this is where you kind of make that transition. I think I like to be upside. Don't go for safe picks for the most part. You've already built the core of your team, so hopefully you already have your safe picks. But at this point in the draft, you're making that turn where you're going to just take players you like. You're going to start abandoning maybe the rankings and not watch them as closely to kind of know what other people are doing, because there can be some tangents where guys are totally going on a different track in your draft. So this is the time to start pulling away. Don't be a slave to those rankings and really help yourself there to get going and make that transition, because the back half, you could unearth several gems there that help you. It's okay. Don't worry about to the point of, oh, I have too many good options. That's a good problem to have. You can always make a trade, make an adjustment. Injuries are going to happen. Don't worry about having a strong team overall. That's what you want, or having a multiple positions of guys you like. That's okay. It may be a little bit more lineup question, but it also gives you more lineup flexibility to play the matchups anywhere from quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. So a lot of things you have to consider, but through round 10, you should have your core team, except for your defense and kicker, lined up there, and the guys that you're going to go to battle with every week, your nucleus of your fantasy football team, and see where you can go from there. So again, thanks so much for listening to Locked On Fantasy Football. We'll go through the last round strategy, some sleeper names you need to know there as well on our next show. So for Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. We'll see you next time.